local and national news, sports and pop culture, with traffic and weather on the fives, and your texts. It's Pensacola, right now.
And it is a Merry Christmas season here at News Radio 92.3. Happy Tuesday, one and all. It's December 12th, 2023. Another edition of Pensacola Right Now starts right now. We are informative, local, and dependable. Joe and Austin with you here for the next 3 hours, getting you caught up on everything happening in your world today. Austin, good afternoon. How are you, sir?
I am fantastic. Joe, how about yourself?
I'm doing just fine.
That's awesome.
Good. Having a good night last night, good day today, and a lot happening. A lot happening here locally, around the state of Florida, around the country, and this is the spot to get caught up on all that's going on. As always, text line is always open. We appreciate your interaction. Your traffic tips, 850-437-1620 is the place to do that. And if you want to call in a traffic tip, 850-262-6111. Starting off, as we always do, with our top three stories today, the UN General Assembly is demanding an immediate humanitarian ceasefire in Gaza. Today, the General Assembly got a two-thirds majority and passed the resolution demanding a ceasefire. Two amendments to the ceasefire that were proposed by the U.S. and Austria both failed. The U.S. says that it supports a pause in fighting, but not a ceasefire that would allow Hamas to plan another attack. Also, Ukrainian President Vladimir Zelensky meeting with congressional leaders and the President of the United States on Capitol Hill today, making a plea for more U.S. aid as discussions on the Ukraine aid deal are currently stalled in Congress.
Congress needs to pass a supplemental funding for Ukraine before they break for the holiday recess, before they give Putin the greatest Christmas gift they could possibly give him.
And this is Zelensky's third visit to Washington since Russia began its invasion of the country. Also, House Speaker Mike Johnson says the White House is impeding the investigation into President Biden.
To fulfill our constitutional responsibility, we have to take the next step. We're not making a political decision. It's not. It's a legal decision.
And the vote to formalize the impeachment inquiry into President Biden could come as soon as tomorrow. Johnson says investigators will only follow the facts and will not prejudge the outcome. And as I said, vote likely happening tomorrow. That's a look at our top three stories. Here locally, the parent company of the PNJ filing a motion to dismiss a lawsuit that was filed in connection to Escambia Commissioner Jeff Bergosh's text messages. The Tampa-based firm Thomas and LoCicero filed the motion on behalf of Gannett Media yesterday, saying in part, the complaint is an attempt to, quote, make an end run around the First Amendment protections afforded PNJ by seeking to claw back copies of records, including public records PNJ lawfully obtained. They add that the lawsuit is an effort to gag further news reporting on the contents of the records. Commissioner Bergosh alleges that the text messages were stolen and the county named the PNJ, Jonathan Owens, and another private citizen in their lawsuit. It's our top local story. More in our local headlines right after our first check this hour of the roads and weather.
Thank you, sir. This traffic and weather update, as Joe said, first of the day, is brought to you by Jackson Hewitt Tax Services, home of the Money Today Guarantee. Tax refund advance loans are at Jackson Hewitt starting on December 11th. Early refund advance is offered to eligible clients. Application is required. Finance charges apply. Loans by Republic Bank. Get more details at jacksonhewitt.com. So, yes, there's actually, unfortunately, a lot to report on here as we come out swinging here on Pensacola Right Now today. On Mobile Highway, we'll start there. If you are at the intersection of Mobile Highway and Softly Field Road, we've got some buildups there. A little bit further north, the intersection of Mobile Highway and North Blue Angel Parkway, we've got some issues developing there as well. We've got congestion building up, as we so often see, on Pine Forest Road, traveling northbound towards West 9 Mile. Also, if you are on North Davis Highway, this one's really bad. If you are traveling northbound towards Creighton Road and then even further north trying to get on perhaps to I-10 eastbound, we've got some heavy congestion there. East Burgess Road traveling westbound towards North Palafox Street is looking backed up at the moment. Brent Lane is giving us some trouble if you're traveling westbound towards North Davis and a little bit further west towards North Palafox Street. We have had a couple of accident reports in Pensacola, but neither of them luckily appear to be causing much congestion at the moment. In Gulf Breeze Parkway, traveling eastbound towards the Tiger Point area, we've got some construction going on there. I know that much. And we've got some issues in those areas. And in the Pace Milton region as well, if you're traveling on Caroline Street, traveling westbound in particular, coming over Blackwater River and getting into downtown Milton, we got some issues there. And a little bit further west, if you're traveling westbound, coming from downtown Milton towards the Glover Lane area, expect some issues there too.
The dry and cool forecast continues over the next couple of days into Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday. To end the work week out, we're going to have low temperatures in the 40s and possibly some upper 30s, depending on how far north you go. High temperatures will be in the 60s, low to mid 60s, with partly to mostly cloudy skies every single day. Actual chances for rain return by the weekend, but chances right now look low. That's your weather forecast for now. I'm meteorologist Joseph Neubauer, reporting here at WEAR News.
All right. Thank you very much, Joe. Currently 60 degrees, fair skies, partly cloudy tonight with a low of 43. Taking a look at some of our some other local headlines here. Of course, today, Tuesday, is typically when Pensacola Mayor D.C. Reeves holds his news conference and always providing good updates there. A couple of the more notable ones is, of course, as we've been keeping tabs on the Old Baptist Hospital property. So up until really this week, the thinking was is that they were working towards a full property donation agreement with Baptist Hospital. Today, Mayor Reeves confirming they are moving towards a letter of intent. Here's the reason why.
It will be worded as such that the money that would be coming from the legislature potentially, we hope, would have proviso language that would say this is the dollar allocation that would go to this project if the city were to accept it as a donation. So that helped us solve that problem that we would have to take donation of the property before we knew what the capital stack was. That we hope that that solved that issue.
Yeah, so Reeves says this will allow taxpayers to stay off the hook when it comes to potentially unknown costs that could be associated with the property under city ownership while they wait to see how much state funding they may get and as they try to secure funding from other sources as well. Of course, a lot made about the parking situation in downtown Pensacola. City doing what they can to improve the overall experience. With that in mind, Reeves says starting January 1st, the city will switch to the Park Mobile app, which is one of the largest in the country and has 8 million users in Florida.
We think the outcome here is a much easier user experience in terms of finding where you're parking to the transaction itself. We know that this is an enhancement, an opportunity for improvement over our current app.
And the city is also updating advertising and signage to make visitors aware. But in the event that you do pay through the current Park Pensacola app, don't worry. Parking enforcement will have both activated for the time being, so you won't get a ticket. And ever since the city closed down the Malcolm Young Gym in March due to safety concerns, Lighthouse Private Christian Academy has been without a gym and facilities for their athletic programs. Well, that all changes this week as an agreement is in place for them to take over usage of the East Milton Park.
They'll manage that park like we have other organizations managing the Tiger Point, the Pace Para Park, and those kind of things, and they'll be offering recreational opportunities out there at the East Milton Park. We're very excited about that.
That's County Administrator Devan Cook. He says the school will manage and maintain the facilities for the county while in turn giving them a home for their team. So good story there. 420, we'll take a break. State and national headlines when we return on a busy Tuesday. Pensacola right now.
The Volkswagen Sign and Drive event wraps up the year at Pete Moore Imports. And that means with zero down payment, zero due at signing, zero security deposit, and zero first month payment, you can lease the 2024 Volkswagen Atlas, Atlas Cross Sport, Tiguan, or Taos at Pete Moore Imports today. It's never been easier to bring a shiny new Volkswagen home for the holidays. All you have to do is just sign your name. There's no down payment, no security deposit, nothing due at signing, and no first month payment. How much easier could it be? Just sign your name and you'll be driving a 2024 Atlas, Atlas Cross Sport, Tiguan, or Taos home today. And as the new year comes to close, Pete Moore Imports wishes everyone a very Merry Christmas and a happy holiday season. Pete Moore Imports is not in Car City, so you won't pay Car City prices. Speedmore Imports is at 106 New Warrington Road, Pensacola.
For highly qualified customers through Volkswagen Credit, zero first month payment up to $900. Offer ends January 2nd, 2024. See dealer for details.
Christmas is in the air at Pensacola Hardware, and we're ready to get you started on your way to a wonderful holiday season. From indoor to outdoor kitchen accessories and accents, we've got the perfect gifts for everyone on your list, with two websites to help you find what you need. Our contractor site is an excellent resource for supplies or quotes on larger projects, while our housewares and gift sites let you order online from our wide selection to ship or pick up in store. Fill your gift list this Christmas at Pensacola Hardware. Find us at PensacolaHardware.com and PensacolaHardware.net.
This is Lewis Bear from the Lewis Bear Company, wishing you a safe and happy holidays. Please don't text and drive or drink and drive.
May your Christmas be filled with joy, love, and laughter. This is Monroe Watley at Frontier Motors, wishing you a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year.
From all of us at the WEAR Morning News, and there's a lot more of us than you see every day on TV, we certainly wish you happy holidays.
From our family to yours, all the joys of the season.
Attention homeowners, are you thinking about selling your house? In this market, you need a professional, someone who understands how to get you the best price. You need a realtor who will help you protect your equity and protect your family's future. Christina Leavenworth and her team at Leavenrinke Realty are the agents I trust. I've seen what she can do, and it's very impressive. She does so much more than just put a sign in the ground. She markets your home so that you can get the most money for it. In fact, if she doesn't sell your home in 30 days, she won't charge you a penny. Ask anyone else if they'll make that promise. Christina can make that offer because she spends tens of thousands of dollars marketing her listings and generating demand. And if you need to sell right away, Christina's got a list of investors who will buy your house for all cash. You've got nothing to lose. It's absolutely free to find out what Christina can do for you. Give her a call today, 850-723-9158. That's 850-723-9158 for Christina Leavenworth and her team at Leavenrinke Realty.
Looking for unique and one-of-a-kind gift ideas this holiday season? Look no further. Berman Proper, an amazing gift shop nestled in Gulf Breeze proper, has a wide selection of gifts, custom engraving, and local products. They also have one of the largest selections of coastal Christmas ornaments and decor that you need to see. Berman Proper has gifts for everyone on your list, including yourself. Berman Proper is located in your neighborhood Walmart shopping center in Gulf Breeze proper and online at priminproper.com.
Hey, this is Cole with Commander Air. Is your home comfort still being subjected to outdated air conditioning technology? The revolutionary Daikin Fit system with its modern compact design will change the way you feel about your heating and cooling system. With its industry-leading 12-year parts and labor warranties, consistent temperatures, energy savings, and an extremely quiet operation that makes your outdoor living space just as perfect as your indoor. As your local Daikin Comfort Pro, Commander Air can take your home comfort to the next level with the industry-changing Daikin Fit system. Commander Air, your local heating and cooling specialist for three generations.
Pensacola right now from 4 till 7 right before Dave Ramsey on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Just hear the sleigh bells jingling, ring, ting, tingling too. Come on, it's lovely weather for a sleigh ride together with you.
Pensacola right now on News Radio 92.3. Just before 4:25 here, we will get another check of the roads and weather, because at the time of our first break on the traffic, we had a lot to report on. So we'll start again with Mobile Highway. If you are at the intersections of Mobile Highway and Softly Field Road, or Mobile Highway and North Blue Angel Parkway, expect some issues there. We're still dealing with some backups in those areas. Also, if you're traveling northbound on Pine Forest Road towards West 9 Mile Road, we've got some issues there as well. East Burgess Road, traveling westbound towards North Palafox Street, still giving us some trouble. Same can be said about North Davis Highway, traveling northbound to and from Creighton Road. Brent Lane, traveling westbound towards North Davis and even further west towards North Palafox Street, giving us some issues at this time. We've had a couple of accident reports at some of these intersections in Pensacola. Not many appear to be giving us an abundance of trouble right now. We are seeing some issues. I believe this is the intersection of Mobile Highway. And is this West Fairfield Drive? Yes, it is. So look out for that as well. As for Gulf Breeze traveling eastbound towards Tiger Point, we've got some backups here and there because of some construction going on. And in the Pace Milton areas, Caroline Street, if you're getting off of Avalon Boulevard heading towards downtown Milton, or if you're coming from downtown Milton towards Glover Lane, expect some issues in those areas as well.
All right, thank you very much. Currently 60 degrees, partly cloudy tonight, 43. More sunshine tomorrow, 63 for a high, 49 the low Wednesday night. Mostly cloudy skies Thursday with a high of around 62 again, and 46 the low on Thursday night. So a pretty consistent weather pattern like we mentioned yesterday is going to be in play this week. Taking a look at what's happening around the state of Florida today. The Sarasota School Board is set to take up the question tonight of whether one of the board members should resign. They'll vote on whether Bridget Ziegler should resign as her husband is facing accusations of sexual assault.
The distractions need to be over. The resignation needs to happen. And it's for our students, our community, our faculty. It's time to move on.
Of course, Bridget's husband is Christian Ziegler, the Florida GOP chairman. He's not been formally charged, but the Republican Party will meet in Orlando this weekend to discuss his future as chairman.
And state officials are coming down on a Broward County high school that allowed a transgender student to play on a girls' volleyball team. The FHSAA has handed down 1 year probation and $16,500 in fines to Monarch High School for breaking the Fairness in Women's Sports Act, signed by Governor Ron DeSantis in 2021.
In Florida, you know, girls are going to play girls' sports and boys are going to play boys' sports.
The letter sent to the interim principal said that the school illegally let a biological male play in girls' volleyball games both last season and this season.
Also, a Florida dentist will spend the rest of his life in prison in connection to a murder-for-hire plot. Charles Adelson was sentenced to life without the possibility of parole today for the murder of his sister's ex-husband and FSU law professor Dan Markle back in 2014. He was found guilty of hiring two hitmen to kill his former brother-in-law in Tallahassee.
And thousands of Floridians are owed more than $6 million in unpaid wages. The U.S. Department of Labor says that most of the roughly 14,000 workers in the state don't know they're owed money. Data recently released by the agency shows that employees in Orange County were the most impacted compared to any other county. Federal officials say that they will make sure businesses pay their workers for overtime or minimum wage.
All right. So, of course, early last week, there was very fresh wounds over Florida State not getting into the college football playoff.
Indeed.
Now, you know, you kind of feel like, all right, you know, it still sucks. We're going to watch the college football playoff. Florida State won't be in there. And it's like, oh, man, that really stinks. But I think by and large, emotionally, the vast majority of us are over it.
For the most part, yeah.
So I was perusing on my X account this afternoon, and I saw a video of Florida Attorney General Ashley Moody standing outside of Doak Campbell Stadium wearing a garnet jacket blazer. She is a Florida Gator alum, but she says she knows injustice when she sees it.
We sent a subpoena to the committee demanding all communications related to the deliberations, documents showing compensation of members, and vote tallies, including who received access to those votes, who was present during the voting.
So the state attorney general is going to look into an investigation over the college football playoff committee to see if any antitrust laws were broken. So we are not over it, apparently.
Well, yeah. How would we know if there's antitrust laws broken?
Oh, like, I'm what? Not an attorney. I don't know.
Well, I was about to say, like, how does that work? I mean, I'm kind of with you, though. Like, I'm over it, you know? I'm going to watch the Orange Bowl. I'm going to watch the playoff. It's just given me all the more of an incentive to hope Alabama fails. I didn't know that was possible, but I'm really hoping for it now. But no, I mean, yeah, you just got to let it go.
Well, I think you're also going to have once, you know, this kind of gets more, because, you know, national media will pick this up and they'll be like, yeah, hey, look at these losers from Florida who can't get over it.
Exactly.
And it's just going to add to the swath of fans that are going to want to see Georgia beat the brakes off of them.
Yep.
In the bowl game.
If you were to plunge us into the discussion right now, I'm sure I could get worked up on it again, but
let's not do that.
Just, I'm like 98.
We're just sharing the news.
Yeah.
That's all we're doing here.
I'm 98% over it at this point.
4:30. You can let us know if I got any reaction to that. It's pretty simple for me. Waste of time, waste of taxpayer money.
There you go.
National headlines coming up right after Fox News update.
I'm Tom Rigotti. President Biden welcomes Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky to the White House as the administration seeks more funding for Ukraine in its war with Russia.
Ukraine will emerge from this war proud, free, and firmly rooted in the West unless we walk away.
This marks Zelensky's third visit to the White House since Russia's invasion. Negotiations on border security continue. Fox's Ryan Schmelz reports.
Senate Republicans and Democrats are still far apart when it comes to policy changes dealing with the southern border, and emotions are running high. Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer.
Let's get real here. The Republicans have been tying border to Ukraine for a long time.
Republicans want changes to border policy in exchange for passing President Biden's emergency aid package that includes over $61 billion for Ukraine.
America's listening to Fox News.
I'm Jim Chesko with Your Money Now. With fresh inflation data coming in about as expected, keeping investors' hopes for a soft landing alive, stocks notched modest gains today. The major index is earning fresh 2023 closing highs once again. The Dow Industrials rose 173 points and the S&P 500 added 21. Shares of Oracle, however, tumbled, a slide of 12.4%. The enterprise software giant late yesterday came up short of expectations in reporting quarterly revenue of $12.94 billion, and its forecast for revenue growth in the current quarter was a smidge below analyst projections. Oil giant ExxonMobil says it'll keep ramping up production in offshore Guyana despite the escalation of a territorial dispute with neighboring Venezuela, which claims that oil-rich region as its own. In a statement posted on social media, ExxonMobil Guyana said it was reaffirming its long-term commitment to Guyana, even as tensions grow between the two South American countries that share a border. That's Your Money Now.
This is Rocky Mosel with International Star Registry. Over the past 45 years, we have named millions of stars for celebrities, dignitaries, and individuals worldwide. For $59 and a call to 800-282-3333 or visit starregistry.com, you can name a star and give the ultimate Christmas gift. The star name will be recorded in book form in the U.S. Copyright Office. Visit starregistry.com or call 800-282-3333 to give the brightest gift. That's 800-282-3333.
A holiday message from Jackson Hewitt.
'Twas the yikes before Christmas when all through the house not a creature was stirring. Except Larry. See, the stockings weren't hung by the chimney with care, 'cause Larry's wallet was empty with no time to spare. So he went to Jackson Hewitt for a holiday loan, got money so fast he rejoiced and went home. Avoid the yikes before Christmas. Go to Jackson Hewitt before it's too late. Get up to $1,000 fast, minus the wait.
Early refund advance offered to eligible clients. Application required. Finance charge applies. Loans by Republic Bank. Details at jacksonhewitt.com.
You love your car or truck, right? We love it too. This is Mike Ryan at Mike Ryan's Truck and Auto Accessories. For a cooler summer and protections from harmful UV rays, we'll tint the windows. For safety and security, we have alarms, backup cameras, and dash cams. And for the most beautiful vehicle on the block, our full detailing service will make it look brand new. We have so many custom accessories, it's impossible to list them all here. So come see us at Mike Ryan's Truck and Auto Accessories on Industrial Boulevard at W Street, just north of Marcus Point Baptist Church.
This is Paul Epstein with Running Wild. Join me tomorrow
at 10 on the Pensacola Expert Panel. Discover why we at Running Wild are the running and fitness experts in the Pensacola and Fairhope communities, specializing in fitting you in the best shoe, apparel, and training for your unique needs. We pride ourselves on serving, training, and encouraging you to reach your goals. So bring your questions tomorrow at 10.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
The Pensacola Christmas Concert is back on News Radio 92.3. It's 24 hours of Christmas music from you, Pensacola. Local churches, local bands, local musicians, all right here on News Radio 92.3 all Christmas Day. We have music from the Pensacola Children's Chorus, the Pensacola Civic Band, Olive Baptist Church, the Perdido Brass, and more. And if you'd like your music to be part of the Pensacola Christmas Concert, send an email to christmas@newsradio923.com.
This is Zach Gale with the CBS Sports Minute. The Tommy DeVito story is why we love sports. A 25-year-old quarterback from New Jersey who still lives with his parents is now leading the New York Giants. And how can't you love his family, who served fans 300 chicken cutlets in the parking lot before their son rocked MetLife Stadium as Big Blue defeated the Packers? The DeVito story reminds me of when Jeremy Lin took over the New York sports scene, so let's see how much longer Tommy can keep on cooking up that special sauce on the field. I'm Zach Gale.
Fill your game day cooler with the refreshing taste of Twisted Tea Hard Iced Tea. Smooth, real brewed tea with a 5% kick of alcohol. Look for the bright yellow cans. Twisted Tea. Keep it twisted.
Twisted Tea Brewing Company, Cincinnati, Ohio. Please drink responsibly.
For the ones who get it done, the most important part is the one you need now. And the best partner is the one who can deliver. That's why millions of maintenance and repair pros trust Grainger, because we have professional-grade supplies for every industry, even hard-to-find products. And we have same-day pickup and next-day delivery on most orders. But most importantly, we have an unwavering commitment to help keep you up and running. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Do you have a game plan for COVID-19? Prescription oral treatments must be taken within the first 5 days of symptoms, even if mild. If you have a high risk factor, ask your doctor if treatment is right for you. Visit treatcovid19.com. Sponsored by Pfizer.
Look, Daddy, teacher says every time a bell rings, an angel gets his wings.
Hey, everyone. Jake Walker from Pensacola Morning News with Andrew McKay and Pep Talk. Christmas for me is a time to reflect on how blessed I am and to give thanks to God for His grace. Happy holidays to you and your family from me, my wife Caitlin, and our cat Charlie.
From all of us to all of you, Merry Christmas. News Radio 92.3.
Informative, local, dependable.
Oh, little town of Bethlehem, how still we see thee by.
Pensacola right now on News Radio 92.3, a little ways past 4:35 here, so we will get another check of the roads and weather. Looking at traffic here in Pensacola and the surrounding areas, if you are traveling on Pine Forest Road, either north or southbound between West 9 Mile Road and I-10, expect some issues there. We've got congestion developing going both ways in that area. Mobile Highway still has some slight issues towards the intersection of Mobile Highway and North Blue Angel Parkway and the intersection with Softly Field Road, though both of those instances have lessened greatly. Pensacola Boulevard, traveling northbound towards Burgess Road and the intersection of North Palafox Street and Burgess Road, giving us some issues at the moment. Brent Lane, still having issues traveling westbound towards North Davis Highway and North Palafox Street. North Davis Highway itself, traveling northbound towards and even more so going past Creighton Road, still giving us some issues as well. So a lot going on in Pensacola. Beyond that, Gulf Breeze Parkway, traveling eastbound towards Tiger Point, still going to give you some issues here and there. And if you are traveling westbound on Caroline Street, coming out of downtown Milton and heading towards Glover Lane, we've still got issues in that area as well.
Chilly weather at times as we go through the next couple of days. Wednesday, we're starting out in the 40s with high temperatures a little bit warmer in the middle 60s, partly cloudy skies. Thursday and Friday, high temperatures will continue in the 60s with wind out of the northeast, breezy at times, 10 to 15 miles per hour. If you're looking for a chance for rain, we have a small chance on Saturday and a slightly higher chance to watch on Sunday. That's your weather forecast. I'm meteorologist Joseph Neubauer here at WEAR News.
All right, thank you very much, Joe. Currently sitting at 60 degrees, partly cloudy overnight tonight with a low of 43. Taking a look at what's happening around the nation and world today, Harvard's governing board is giving school president Claudine Gay a vote of confidence.
This is a moral failure of Harvard's leadership and higher education leadership at the highest levels.
Reaction from New York Republican Elise Stefanik after they formally voted to keep Gay on the job despite criticism over her testimony before the congressional panel investigating anti-Semitism on campus.
And New Hampshire Governor Chris Sununu is expected to endorse Nikki Haley for president. Reports say the governor of the swing state will endorse Haley during a town hall tonight in Manchester. The endorsement could give the former South Carolina governor a boost in her push to emerge as the leading Republican alternative to Donald Trump.
Almost a month after President Biden said that he and Chinese President Xi Jinping had agreed to resume communication between each nation's militaries, there's apparently been no movement. Biden said after the November meeting with Xi in San Francisco that a military hotline would be restored, but U.S. officials say they've gotten no response from Beijing. Shocking.
And former Congressman George Santos is said to be in, quote, productive conversations over a possible plea deal with federal prosecutors. Santos faces 36 federal charges ranging from money laundering and identity theft.
Arizona requesting more than a half a billion dollars from the feds as the state's migrant crisis grows.
Arizona has borne the brunt of federal inaction on our southern border, and I'm tired of it.
That's Democratic Governor Katie Hobbs making the reimbursement request, citing what she says is the federal government's failure to secure Arizona's border with Mexico. 441, taking a look at what's happening around the world of sports tonight. NBA doubleheader on TNT. Starts at 6:30, Lakers-Mavs, and then at 9 o'clock, the Suns and Warriors. Hockey, a couple of notable games, including one featuring the game's best player versus the player everybody thinks will become the best player. 6:30, Red Wings-Blues, 9 o'clock, Blackhawks, and Connor Bedard against Connor McDavid and the Oilers. Again, that starts at 9. NFL notes, L.A. Chargers quarterback Justin Herbert's season is over, having surgery on his broken right index finger today and being placed on injured reserve. And Duke quarterback Riley Leonard transferring to Notre Dame. So that's a big get for them after they got Sam Hartman from Wake Forest last year, which Austin is still grimacing about.
Yeah, I'm slightly bitter. I don't know. We talked about this because when we talked about Riley Leonard entering the portal, we talked about Notre Dame being like a front runner. I mean, man, they're really scalping that state, huh?
Yeah, yeah. Who is the best quarterback from North Carolina College that we can get?
Particularly a non-football school.
That's right.
If at all possible,
That's
yeah.
That's right.
My goodness.
Health, business, and science today. The company that owns Sports Illustrated firing its CEO after the magazine published numerous stories with fake author names and photos created by AI. The Arena Group said that Ross Levinson was no longer in the position he's held for 3 years.
Yeah, that seems kind of like we're in a crisis here. Someone has to take the dive. Or like CEO, that's typically an important position. So Hey, buddy, get out of here. It's now less affordable than any time in recent history to buy a home. Mortgage rates slipped to about 7% last week. That's the lowest in several months. But there are still more than double than what they were 2 years ago. Typically, high mortgage rates slow down home sales, and home prices should soften as a result, but not this time.
No, it's not. Federal Reserve rate cuts could come as soon as June. According to the latest CNBC Fed survey, more than half of the 35 experts asked built in a rate cut by June 2024, with that number rising to nearly 70% by July. They also saw the odds of a recession at about 41%, which is down 8 points from their October survey.
And 77% of Americans say that they accept an invitation to an event that they didn't really want to go to simply because it seems rude to say no.
Been there.
But a new study says that hosts usually don't mind as much as we think. And politely declining those invitations to those holiday parties can be good for your mental health because it helps avoid holiday burnout. Just don't be a Grinch and skip them all because socializing in general is good for mental health too. I've never really said like, yeah, sure, I'll go and just not really want to. I typically just make an excuse like, my foot hurts.
Done a little bit of, I've done that before, but I've also, I have kind of done that this year, in fact, this month, in fact, where I have felt that, you know, I don't want to do this, but it'll make them happy that I go.
Yeah, when you're younger.
But I'm not going to stay the whole time.
When you're younger, it's easier because, like, you can just say, oh, my parents said no, you know, or I've got a family thing.
Right.
But it's like, man, when you get into adulthood, it's like, it's almost more pathetic to bring up the parents. Yeah.
Well, plus, every time I ask you what you did the day or a weekend before, you always say nothing. So, I mean, you've been outed as somebody who has no life.
I'm a pretty boring
guy. So,
well, and that's the thing. The lack of social life, I have by choice. So
right.
I always act like I'm busy just so I can do nothing.
Exactly.
That's what I'm best at.
Pop culture notes today. A Scottish woman who picked up a first edition copy of Harry Potter and the Philosopher's Stone, in a bargain bin for $12, sold it for $69,000 yesterday. The hardcover book titled Harry Potter and the Sorcerer's Stone in the U.S. was one of 200 printed that went to bookstores back in 1997.
And Tucker Carlson has launched his own subscription streaming service. A lot of Republicans getting into social media here. Mm-hmm. First George Santos, now Tucker here. The Tucker Carlson Network went live on Monday. It will be home to multiple shows, including interviews, short-form videos, and monologues. It costs $9 a month or $72 a year and will initially be solely available through Carlson's website.
Also, legendary hip-hop group Wu-Tang Clan will be starting a Las Vegas residency on Super Bowl weekend. It'll take place at the Theater at Virgin Hotels, Las Vegas. And the Super Bowl is in Las Vegas, by the way, so that would make sense. The residency has been in the works for around 5 years, and the group hopes it'll inspire other rap artists to become part of the Las Vegas entertainment scene. 4:46, get a quick update on the roads and weather before moving on to some wacky stories.
All right, so we have had a lot of stuff to report on so far, and that hasn't really changed. It's the same guys giving us some trouble at the moment. North Davis Highway, if you're traveling northbound just past Creighton Road, or if you're traveling southbound towards Olive Road, expect some issues in those areas. East Burgess Road, traveling westbound towards North Palafox, is still looking problematic. If you're traveling northbound on Pine Forest Road towards West 9 Mile Road, expect some issues there. And then looking over at Santa Rosa County, we are once again having issues. It had seemed to have died down, but we are once again having issues now on Caroline Street if you're coming over Blackwater River and trying to get into downtown Milton. And we do have some congestion still on Gulf Breeze Parkway if you're traveling eastbound towards Tiger Point.
All right. Thank you very much. Taking a look at our Channel 3 first warning weather forecast.
Chilly weather at times as we go through the next couple of days. Wednesday, we're starting out in the 40s with high temperatures a little bit warmer in the middle 60s, partly cloudy skies. Thursday and Friday, high temperatures will continue in the 60s with wind out of the northeast, breezy at times, 10 to 15 miles per hour. If you're looking for a chance for rain, we have a small chance on Saturday and a slightly higher chance to watch on Sunday. That's your weather forecast. I'm meteorologist Joseph Neubauer here at WEAR News.
All right. Right now it is 60 degrees, 43 overnight tonight with partly cloudy skies. Sunshine Wednesday with a high of around 63 again. Also, just seeing a text here. Slow traffic on Woodbine heading north. Backed up all the way to Woodbine Methodist Church. So for a pace motorist right now, thank you there very much for that text. Text line 850-437-1620. Traffic line 850-262-6111. Police on the lookout for a burglar stealing women's underwear in Denver's Park Hill neighborhood. Locals are calling the bandit the Park Hill Panty Thief, saying he breaks into houses just to steal underwear, reportedly ignoring valuables that most burglars would take, including electronics, money, and medication.
A degenerate criminal with standards. That's nice. A video making the rounds shows that three coffee house workers in Oakland, it showed them denying a Jewish woman access to the shop's bathroom. Inside the bathroom was anti-Israel graffiti, and the woman wanted to take pictures of it. One employee can be heard saying, "Free Palestine." My goodness. Mm. The company says at least one of the employees was fired.
A Malaysian businesswoman stayed at the posh Ritz Hotel in Paris last week. Her diamond ring that's supposedly worth $800,000 turned up missing from her room. She filed a police report blaming the hotel employees. She said she left it on a table. All right. Well, it probably shouldn't do that with an $800,000 ring. And when she got back, it was gone. Couldn't find it anywhere. So she freaked out on the staff. Ritz employees launched a search, and amazingly, they found it in the bag of a vacuum cleaner used by cleaning staff. The ring was turned over to police for safekeeping until the woman can return to collect it. The Ritz offered her a free stay to make up for it, but she declined. The reason she declined, and this is just me
guessing
or based on there, is out of embarrassment, because she knows that she walks back in, the staff is going to give her mean, dirty looks and just make her stay completely uncomfortable, as they should.
But that's the thing. If you are going to be so eager to accuse someone, they stole it. As you said, why leave it on the table?
What are you doing? Just,
I understand not trusting people, but like, you can't trust them, yet you leave 800 grand worth of ring sitting on the table. That's stupid.
Well, that's where she says she left it.
That is true. It was in a vacuum cleaner. It may have been on
the
floor.
She probably dropped it. Probably thought she left it on the table, and then maybe she grabbed her purse and it just kind of fell down.
That's true.
But yeah. All right. Yeah, 450, we'll take a break. We'll come back here. I have a question. What, in your estimation, would be the most polarizing Christmas song? We have the answer to that, and we're going to tell you why it is so polarizing. Stick around for that. Good news as well. 450 here, Pensacola, right now.
Is your home your dream home? Or does it at least have the potential to be your dream home? Maybe you need to make a change. Maybe you just need new appliances. If that's the case, you need to check out Topps Appliance in Milton. Locally owned and operated, Topps Appliance has just what you need to turn your home into your dream home. Top-of-the-line freezers, refrigerators, dishwashers, stoves, plus washer and dryer combos. Topps Appliance carries the name brands that you know and trust, including GE, Hotpoint, Speed Queen, and so much more. And they have a full installation and service department, something the big box stores just don't offer. They also keep most items in stock so you can take it home today. Turn your ordinary home into your dream home with an appliance upgrade from Topps Appliance. Highway 90 in Milton, just east of Stewart Street.
Hi, this is Darren Costello from Costello's Butcher Shop and Deli, Fine Wine and Cheeses. We carry a wide variety of selections of meats, cheeses, and wines. If you're looking for some fine cuts of meats, ask Dale. Talk to Justin. Talk to Darren. We're here for you and your holiday needs. From turkeys and hams and cheeses and meats, we have it all. Looking to give back this season? Ask about the Kimberly Tower Foundation. Come in and talk to Christy Costello or Danielle.
Please be sure to stop in and visit us here at Costello's for all your holiday needs this season.
Happy holidays.
Hi, I'm Terrence A. Gross. As many of you know, I am a local board-certified personal injury lawyer, and I have practiced in this community for almost 40 years. Our law firm handles only people that have been injured due to the negligence of another. Join me this Wednesday at 10:30 on Pep Talk as we discuss all aspects of personal injury law.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
Chris Domine is a husband and a father. Chris is an athlete. Chris is even an Iron Man. But 10 years ago, Chris was facing a very different story because his kidneys were failing.
Basically, the doctor said, if you don't get a kidney transplant and if you don't do dialysis, you are going to die.
Fortunately, Chris received a second chance at life, made possible by an organ donor.
You know, your well-being changes. From loss of hope to better times ahead.
More than 100 million people in America are registered organ, eye, and tissue donors. People of every age and ethnicity, because they believe it's the right thing to do. Imagine what you can make possible by leaving behind the gift of life. Learn more and sign up as an organ, eye, and tissue donor. Go to organdonor.gov. A message from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Health Resources and Services Administration.
Never miss a breaking news story or important weather update again. Download the News Radio Pensacola app and opt in for push notifications.
The angel Gabriel from heaven came. His wings as drifted snow, his eyes as flame. All hail, said he, the holy man.
Pensacola right now on News Radio 92.3. Just before 4:55 here, we will get one last check of the roads and weather real quick. Looking at traffic here in Pensacola, Pine Forest Road's the real bad-looking one right now. If you are traveling either north or southbound between I-10 and West 9 Mile Road, you are going to have some issues there. Also, North Davis Highway, if you are traveling towards the if you are traveling southbound, I should say, towards the intersection with Airport Boulevard, or if you're traveling northbound just past Creighton Road, maybe trying to get onto I-10 eastbound, expect some issues in those areas. North Davis Highway really looking rough. Brent Lane, traveling westbound towards North Palafox Street, that's going to give you some issues as well. As for Santa Rosa County, if you are traveling westbound on Caroline Street, trying to come over Blackwater River and get into downtown Milton, we are still dealing with a lot of issues in that area.
All right. Thank you very much. Channel 3 First Warning Weather.
The dry and cool forecast continues over the next couple of days into Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday. To end the work week out, we're going to have low temperatures in the 40s and possibly some upper 30s, depending on how far north you go. High temperatures will be in the 60s, low to mid 60s, with partly to mostly cloudy skies every single day. Actual chances for rain return by the weekend, but chances right now look low. That's your weather forecast for now. I'm meteorologist Joseph Neubauer, reporting here at WEAR News.
Good stuff there. 60 currently, 43 the overnight low tonight, sunshine and a high of 63 tomorrow. All right, so there's a Christmas song that you either love or hate. Mm-hmm. There is no in between.
The mood is right, the spirit's up, we're here tonight.
So,
wow.
And the people who love it, love it for the same reason that the haters hate it, believe it or not. And
what's that?
They went to a musicologist. I did not know that that was a thing. But this musicologist named Nate Sloan explains the reasons being, number one, of structure or lack thereof. The song's verse, chorus, verse structure is simple to a fault. At the same time, the song's harmonic patterns are diabolically complex. Sloan says, those chords are deep and jazzy, drawing on the rich harmonic vocab of 1940s and 50s pop music when most of the current holiday canon was composed. Also, synths. Paul McCartney recorded the song with a synthesizer that was pretty new at the time.
Okay.
Its sound is staccato, harsh, and tinny. I do not know what tinny means.
It means I'm a music nerd, and I use big words.
That's right.
That's what that means.
Also, the lyrics, simple and repetitive. The phrase, simply having a wonderful Christmas time, is repeated 17 times before the song is over, making it catchy, but maddening as well. Paul McCartney, by the way, whether you love it or hate it, doesn't care. He makes about $400,000 a year annually for that song being played on the radio.
Really?
So where are you on that? I love this song.
I love it too, and I haven't actually heard it on the radio once this Christmas season. But it's not. I'm not blaring Christmas music 24/7, so maybe that's why. It's a nostalgic song for me because I remember being a kid, like, hearing that song on my mom's, like, car radio. Yeah.
My wife hates it.
Really?
Yeah, she hates it.
Is it because of the tinny sound?
I don't know. I really don't. I'll have to ask her later on. But, you can text us in. Do you love it or hate Wonderful Christmas Time by Paul McCartney, 850-437-1620.
I thought it was going to be, like, I thought All I Want for Christmas Is You, because a lot of people who work in retail hate it because they hear it all the time.
Oh, yeah, sure.
I Want a Hippopotamus for Christmas. I think too many people hate that. I don't think it's very polarizing. I think it's just widely hated.
Wow.
So, but no, I was not expecting that one in a million years.
All right. Good news. During last weekend's tornado outbreak in Tennessee, a warehouse filling up Christmas toy donations for over 500 kids was destroyed. Somehow the presents are all okay. The roof and walls are gone, but Live Love Nashville says the presents and food are intact. A Christmas miracle to be sure.
That's awesome. The Arizona Daily Star newspaper is getting readers into the holiday spirit. Every day last week and every day this week, one page of the paper is free wrapping paper that people can use. Each day has a different design done by local artists. That's cool.
Yeah, also a guy in Kansas named Michael Russell is channeling his inner Clark Griswold again, decorating his home with over 100,000 Christmas lights. That's four times what Clark puts up in Christmas Vacation. Michaels has been doing it for 15 years, and he says it takes 3 months to set it all up. People in his community call it the Griswold House, and he expects around 8,000 visitors this month.
That's awesome.
I saw a picture of it. It is very, very impressive. Listener Kim says that she never really liked the song, finding it irritating for some reason. Well, now we know it's either the structure, the synths, or the lyrics. So pick one of the three, I guess, there.
I guess, yeah.
That'll do it for us here. Our number one, Channel 3 News at 5 is coming up. Busy day here locally. If you missed any part of the rundown, we'll be back in 12 minutes, or you can catch it on the podcast, News Radio 92.3, a little bit later on. That'll do it here. We're back in 12 minutes. Pensacola right now, News Radio 92.3.